Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. We have been following Jesus through Luke's storytelling since the end of January. We heard about Jesus' presentation in the temple in Jerusalem and how the favor of God was upon him as he grew. We heard about the beginning of his Galilean ministry and his positive reception in the synagogues in Galilee. He went on to call his first disciples at Gennesaret. A couple of weeks ago, word of Jesus' healing power was spreading, so crowds of people wanted to see him. For the past couple of weeks, we have heard Jesus outlining a manual for discipleship. This week, Jesus takes Peter, John, and James, his closest friends, for a hike up Mount Hermon to get away from the crowds for a bit. There, the disciples see him with Moses, representative of the law of the faith of the Jewish faith, and Elijah, representative of the prophets of the Jewish faith. And to be sure that they get the point, the voice of God is heard. "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." Just to be sure that the disciples get it, Jesus is transfigured, transformed into something obviously different than what the disciples knew before. Before today, the disciples had had moments of revelation about Jesus' power, and they certainly believed in him enough to give up their until then normal lives and follow him about the countryside, preaching about this new good news. But today, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white, and the two big guns from Jewish history, Moses and Elijah, were with him. And in the hearing of the three disciples, they were talking about Jesus' destiny, a little fuzzily in our New Revised Standard Version translation, but clearly his crucifixion in Jerusalem. Did God really need to tell the disciples to pay attention to Jesus? I think that you've heard enough stories about these 12 to know that yes, God really did need to say it in so many words. For those of you who are parents, do you sometimes have to repeat things once or twice or three times before your kids get the drift of what you're trying to tell them? Do you sometimes figuratively or maybe actually smack yourself on the forehead when you finally understand that thing that someone has been repeating to you? Before the big catch of fish at Gennesaret, Jesus had been preaching from those boats to the crowd on shore. Right after choosing his 12 disciples, when Jesus was healing those who were troubled, Jesus explained his good news to the disciples, echoing the prophet Isaiah. Last week we continued that story, and Luke starts by recounting that Jesus said, "But I say to you that listen." Back in January, we heard a bit of Luke's story about Jesus starting his ministry in Galilee. His first sermon ruffled a few feathers, but it was concise. After reading the passage from Isaiah 61, to which he had alluded before, he said, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And as an aside, I'd just like to say there are a lot of these concise sermons in the Bible I can't help noticing. As we can see, Jesus has been pounding away on this message for a while. You might also recall that God speaks at another time in the Gospels, when Jesus is baptized. Then God said, speaking directly to Jesus, "You are my son." Now, speaking to the disciples, God repeats, "This is my son." God spoke to Jesus at his baptism by John, where everyone could hear, saying out loud, "You are my son." In today's reading, as Jesus is about to head into Jerusalem for the next phase of his ministry, God speaks to his disciples, "This is my son." God's instruction to the disciples is listen to him. Like those disciples, we are called to listen to him. Like the disciples present at the Transfiguration, like Peter who wants to build a monument to the event, but he's rebuked, we are actually intended to return to the challenges of our regular lives and to look and to listen for God in the ordinary and the mundane. God is not only on the mountain. God is not only doing miracles with dazzling light shows. God is not only speaking in a booming voice from the clouds. God is ready to transform our ordinary lives if we are ready to listen. The Transfiguration story is bigger than life. They went up a mountain. They met Moses and Elijah. God spoke to them. But it is also just like our lives. It was kind of a gray day. They had a lot of worries back down the mountain. They were kind of tired. Some of the conversation that they overheard did not actually sound like really good news. But the three disciples stayed awake. They saw the dazzling brightness of Jesus' transfiguration, and they heard what God said. You can too if you are ready to look and listen. Can you stay awake? Can you listen for God? Amen.